Yes, thanks. And thanks to the UK for this paper. I think it raises a very important point. I'll react initially to the paper itself. My initial concern when David mentioned this to me was the wording of the paper that says contracting parties may optionally apply. I'm really not sure what that wording means. Obviously, they can accept it. It's intended to mean that they can accept approvals, but I don't believe it enables all type approval authorities of all contracting parties to issue those approvals. So it's pointless whether they can accept them if we can't get an approval. The next point then, and of course, I mean, we welcome this. We are in the situation already with the proposal for UNRRDE that we can't get an approval for an N2 vehicle. We need to find another way. Thinking on about it in the hour or so since I first noticed this document, as David said, it's been uploaded quite late. I had a look at the scope of 8308, and I wonder whether this actually raises an issue there that we've missed on that, because 8308 has the wide scope of European emissions approvals. And justifiably so, because Japan does not and almost certainly will never apply Regulation 83. So their scope does not need to be accounted for in Regulation 83. But it does require demonstration of compliance with Reg 154 and Reg RDE. And as long as the scope of Reg RDE is inconsistent with the scope of Reg 83, that would force an additional massive burden that even if we had an RDE approval, we would still want to approve vehicles to Reg 83 to sell them in Europe. And to do that, we would have to somehow demonstrate the approval without gaining an approval. I'm not quite sure, or demonstrate compliance without gaining an approval. I'm not quite sure how that all works. And how it's intended to work. And the first reaction there is, yeah, we're not going to get a solution today, but it is an issue that looks to be quite serious. And that leads me on, and nobody's going to like this. I mentioned it to a couple of people already in the room. I know it's not going to be liked. It's already been clearly stated that it's disliked, but there is a solution. There is a solution that we could adopt today, and we could move forward with a solution that would provide this. Oh, sorry, there was one other comment that's just come to mind that I hadn't made, and that is one piece of information that we are lacking is what is the European Commission's intention for usage of this legislation in European legislation. Because of this situation, that the three-way package of 8308, Reg RDE and Reg 154 cannot be gained through approvals for an N2 vehicle. We then need to have clarity in European legislation how we approve those vehicles in European legislation. So I don't know whether the Commission have clarity on that. They certainly haven't shared it with us. And so I come back to the point I was wanting to make, the unwelcome point I was wanting to make. There is a solution on the table that can do this, and that is if we introduce levels into Regulation RDE, then each level, as is the case in Regulation 154, can have its own scope. So the scope for Level 1A can include N2 vehicles. The scope for Level 2 would exclude N2 vehicles. But that leaves the situation that we have a harmonised status, but we also resolve the problem that has been highlighted here, that is not just a UK problem, but as I just described, I believe it's potentially an EU problem, that we can approve with certification every vehicle that is considered today to be a light-duty vehicle in the European Union. So I don't know whether it is a lost cause. It may be unfortunate that we discussed in this order, but those are my comments on the document. Thank you.